mercury and lead and cadmium and chromium that are going to be just as toxic in 100 years or 1,000 years as they are today. And the only thing that's holding those contaminants back is the cap, two parts of which just slid into the lake in 2012 and 2014. Future failures like that mean that those contaminants are going to be exposed again, potentially re-entering the lake and recontaminating our water column, our fish, and our resources. And it's important to keep in mind that the lake bottom is not the only part of this remedy that is based on containment, right? Just over the hill there is Wastebeds 1 through 8, which has just been reopened to the public with a lovely new amphitheater inviting people to use it. That site is also a contaminated site, and people who use that site are being protected again by a cap that ranges from 2 feet thick in some places where we know people are going to use it to just 4 to 6 inches of mulch in other places where the county and DEC think that use is going to be limited. Along in, on the Willis Avenue site, there's very contaminated groundwater, probably the most contaminated part of the lake site, that's being held back by a steel barrier wall and a groundwater management system, that right now has no estimated end date. It is probably going to have to operate permanently in order to keep that groundwater from recontaminating the lake in the future. And there are other areas. Landfills, many of the other sites on this Superfund site are being remediated, not by actually removing the waste or making it less hazardous, but just by keeping it contained. And if we're going to rely on containment at the lake, that means that we have to remain vigilant. The public, the DEC, Honeywell have to remain vigilant and engaged for tens, hundreds, maybe 1,000 years to make sure that these remedies, that these containment remedies, stay whole and functional and effective. Right? The problem is that right now, the public information about this piece of the remediation, about these systems, is completely inadequate. The public is repeatedly told that the lake is being restored, that we're almost done, that we've come to the end of the remediation almost. We're really just beginning. This is phase one of the remediation, the capping and dredging, and we are going to have to keep monitoring what's happening on the lake for decades, for our generation, for our children's generation, in order to keep the lake safe and clean. We hear about progress, we never hear about problems. Even the nation, right, which has had a long-term commitment to monitoring the lake, which has repeatedly voiced its concerns about the stability of the cap, about the safety of containment rather than actual removal, and which regularly talks to DEC and EPA, we weren't told about the cap slides. We learned about them in one case months later and in one case years later because of our regular review of mounds of technical documents that come off of the site every year. Documents that the public couldn't possibly work its way through. The public really needs to know how fragile this remedy is and how long we're going to have to keep at this work in order to keep our lake safe. For all of those reasons, the nation has called for and continues to call for a real cleanup of the lake and removal of the hazardous waste that have been dumped at the bottom and along the lake shore.